Let us come now to the third exercise, which concerns the Green's identities. If omega is a bounded open set with C1 boundary, you have to prove that for all u C2 up to the boundary of omega, the integral over omega of v against Laplacian u plus nabla v against nabla u is equal to minus integral over the boundary v against the normal derivative of u, which is the derivative in the direction of the unit interior normal nu omega, and it is basically the scalar product between nabla u and the normal, and this holds for all v c1 up to the boundary. Then, for all u and v c2 up to the boundary, the integral omega of v nabla u Laplacian u minus u Laplacian v is equal to integral over omega of u normal derivative of v minus v normal derivative of u. And finally, for all u c2 up to the boundary of omega, the integral over omega of u Laplacian u plus nabla of u squared is equal to minus integral over the boundary of omega of u du in du. The key to prove it is, of course, the integration by parts or Gauss-Green formula stated here. And the trick is, remember that the Laplacian is the divergence of the gradient. So if I take as f nabla u, I immediately have the first Green's identity. To get the second, it's simply enough to exchange the role of u and v in the first so that we get these two identities, and you see here nabla v dot nabla u appears in both of them. It's the symmetrical term, so that if we subtract this second equation from the first, this term disappears and we get the second Green's identity. As for the last, it's enough to take u equal v in the first Green's identity, of course.